772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Fight, they had to go through the land of the Philistines, and that had been a big, you know, hurdle for them as well. But he sent them and turned them around and said, encamp here, they're very vulnerable. Sometimes you're not going to know God's power and the real move of God and the God that you truly serve until you are vulnerable. Long as you got, you know, long as you're in your little shell and, you know, can't nobody penetrate that shell and you ain't doing nothing, you know, extraordinary or anything out of your comfort zone, you'll never know. You'll never know how mighty God is and how mightily God can move in your behalf. Amen. So, Israel, yet having a slave mentality, yet being slaves in their heart, God had a whole lot of work to do with them. So he allowed the enemy to pursue them. They were supposed to come back, but they fled. Pharaoh heard about it, and God, somebody say, God hardened Pharaoh. It wasn't the devil. God. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody God's in control. Even the devil is a pawn in his hands. But God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Do you know God wants to use you not only to expand the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God here on earth, but to pull down other kingdoms? I got any real kings in here? When you talk about kingdoms, a king has a dominion, a kingdom. That's why the Lord is called the King of Kings. Tell somebody, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
I have a domain. You're to establish his kingdom here in, and we're to take over the domain of the devil. We're to destroy his works. Come on, whether you enlisted or not, you are drafted. Whether you want to fight or not, you better get your sword out. Get your armor on. Get ready. Amen. You are well able and capable. So, number one, God instructed them. Number two, the enemy pursued them. And it's interesting how God instructed them to go to a place where the enemy could overtake them. Not take them out, not destroy them, but overtake them. In other words, now they were in a place toe-to-toe with the enemy. Look at somebody, tell them, time to man up. Come on, look at somebody, tell them, time to man up. And you ladies, man up means woman up. But time to man up. Remember that Doberman. Now, if a little old wiener dog or little old Chihuahua, you kick him, right? Yeah, you run it. Get off me, that big old Doberman, or that Rottweiler. You can find out you got Olympic speed. You should have been a hurdler. Now, Pharaoh brought as God hardened his heart, Pharaoh brought all his chariots, all the horses. He said, why have we done this, that we let Israel go from serving us? You know, God wants some confrontation in your life so that you can be free from that stuff that had you serving it. That stuff that had you on lockdown. That stuff that had you in chains in your mind. Amen. Not ever realizing your potential. Not ever thinking much of yourself. Amen. Walking in unbelief, doubt, and fear, and murmuring, and complaining, and all that stuff. God wants at some point in time where you confront that thing. Amen. Amen. He'll sometimes let that overtake you so that you have to confront it. Where you thought you couldn't. That very thing that you thought would take you out and had you on lock, God wants you to know tonight, you ain't on lock no more. Amen. Tell somebody right now, it ain't like that no more. Amen. Tonight is the devil's night of reckoning. Amen. He gonna lose some stuff. He gonna get out the way of some things. He gonna back up off of some stuff. Amen. Tell somebody, no more Mr. Nice Guy. There are times we love like all get out because people need it. But there are times where you need to put your foot down on that enemy's neck and try to crush his, what's that? Crush it, his windpipe, till he can't breathe. Crush the life out of him. Come on, see, some of us don't have an assassin spirit. You're not crucifying. You being friendly to it. Compromising. No, there's some stuff you got to kill. It don't mean you mean. It don't mean you are mean. Now, people will misconstrue sometimes. You just mean. No, your warfare is not with flesh and blood. You better stop being nicey-nice to Mr. Devil and demons, those supernatural entities that have destruction, that are diabolical, that are liars, that are deceivers. You better stop being nice to them. They ought to kill you and everything attached to you. But thank God we have authority over them. You have power to tread on every one of them. To cast down every imagination, every lie, every evil. You have authority. You've been authorized and deputized. And now go forth in this your might. And arrest those evil, illegal, foul spirits. Amen. You got the right. And you got the might. You got all of heaven backing you. Amen. Amen. The government of heaven is backing you. That's why we are here. To destroy those works. To dislodge those evil spirits. Amen. Rescue souls. Create atmospheres where God is welcome. Amen. To take territories. To govern in the spirit realm. Amen. Amen. We ain't slaves no more. Amen. We might have belonged to him at one time, but God came on him. A stronger than him came on him, despoiled his house and freed all the spoil he had in there, took it back. Amen. Amen. A strong man armed when he keeps his house, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger comes on him, he spoils that. And takes it. And we've been delivered. Tell somebody right now, I'm delivered. I'm delivered. And I ain't never going back. Let me tell you something. That's why your warfare is so intense. That speaks volumes about you. If ain't no warfare, it's because the enemy already got you. I'm not talking about him always warring with you. Because there are times, seasons where he ain't nowhere to be seen. But there are times where he kind of unleashes. And it's not because you're wrong, it's because you're right. Hey, tell somebody right now, don't get it twisted. I've been doing this job a long time. And I understand, I don't know it all, but I understand a whole lot of stuff. Amen. And the devil will try to convince you that you are wrong and stuff is going wrong because you're wrong, but it's just the opposite. Amen. Stuff comes and stuff is thrown at you because you're doing something right, because you're glorifying God. And tell somebody, this too shall pass. But in the process, God is forming a prince or a princess. God is shaping and fashioning a vessel. Amen. Somebody he can brag on. Somebody he can boast in. Somebody that will represent him fully in the earth realm. Tell somebody, that's me. That's you. There's a process. He promised never to leave you, never to forsake you, or to fail you. That's God talking to you. That's in his letter to you. Amen. Tell somebody, that's real. That's reality. You better talk to the devil sometime. Amen. I said, you better talk to him. And I'm not talking about sweet stuff. Better let him know you mean business. And he had to respect. He'll respect that. Amen. All right. So the enemy pursued Israel. The enemy God allowed. He hardened the heart. And instead of just letting them go, they pursued them. With the motive and the intention of bringing them back into slavery. We know this system is not geared for our success. It's geared to keep people down. The system, it's a demonic, satanic system. There's a lot of good things in there, but ultimately, if you trace it back to the beginning, Cain, child of the devil. Amen. That's where it started. Jude talks about the way of Cain. And it's a system. That's why we have to live above our mindset. We can't love the world. Ain't nothing wrong with liking a new car or a new home, all that stuff. Yeah, but I'm talking about the world. The mindset of the world, the way the world operates, the way the world does things, what values the world hold dear. The world, the worldly stuff. Can't love the world. A soldier cannot be entangled with the affairs of this life, that he may be a good soldier.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.